Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm back. All right, this is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazaar up here in Warren, Ohio. And I'm running on down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm crossing over there into Texas. Brother Tim was with me today. Amen. We're going to be rapping. We're going to be talking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how much he loves each and every one of them. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That's what we're here for, to tell you the love of God. He don't want to see nobody perish. He don't want to see nobody be lost for eternity in hell forever because you won't accept the love and the mercy and the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Me and Brother Tim is not only here for money. We're not only here for looks. We're not only here to make a name for ourselves. We're only here to preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the saving of men's souls from a liquid fire, a hell, from a place where there is no rest, neither day nor night, and where the worm never dieth. We don't want nobody to go there. We don't want nobody, even my worst enemy. I wouldn't want to go there. And only thing I want to go to hell is Satan and all his cohorts, all his wicked angels, all his mess that he has been putting up for the last 6,000 years. And his time is running out, and he's out there roaming to and fro in Prince Power of the Air, seeking who he may devour. We're here this afternoon to teach you and proclaim and explain the word of God, what God has in the word for you. And one thing he has in there is he's got his sacrificial son that died 2,000 years ago, came from the grave, and now sits on the right-hand side of the Father. He's coming back again to get a church. Woo, I'm talking about a church. You're talking about a church. Oh, my God. I mean, these folks that I'm connected with it is born-again believers. Amen. People who have been sanctified from sin and ready to roll on. Amen. We're going on to heaven after a while. I know that for a fact. Amen. I didn't read it from no dictionary. I read it from the word of God. I don't want to get too ahead of myself this afternoon. But right now, we're going to go into prayer, and I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim this time. I'll give it over to him a little early because I heard him last night. Amen, and he blew the devil open. The devil couldn't say nothing. He was stuttering nothing. Brother Tim, amen, walked all over him, talking about grace and love and mercy and eternal security and the blood of Jesus Christ. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what's wrong with these church folks around here. Amen, because, amen, if you ain't coming from the word of God, you ain't coming from nothing. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. Then Tim going to say a few, what he got to say, whatever time he has to tear it in, finish up when he did that. But didn't he finish up last night? So right now we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, the son of the living God, God in the flesh, came down here and died for our sins, that through him we can have everlasting life, that we can live with you forever. We ask you, Lord, to save somebody this afternoon. Lord, if you don't save nobody today from this ministry, Lord, let them think on what we are talking about and what we're saying about their soul and about the blood of Jesus Christ and about his love and about the tribulation and all that we are going to talk about, Lord. We're going to come from the word of God, nothing but the word of God. We ain't making this up. We ain't thinking it up. We didn't go to no library to find out or when Jesus is coming, because the Bible said no man know the hour or day, but nothing but the Father. And we know that we're living in the last days, and we want to just win whoever that wants to come to Christ, because Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. And we ask you in Jesus' wonderful name, let the church say amen. All right, Brother Tim, you got the ball. Amen, amen.
Amen, Doctor, amen. Once again, it is an honor to be here, brother, for you to have me on your show, on your platform. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. You said it best. Amen. We don't come for no shape, form, or fashion. Amen. We're not here to impress. We're not here to shake and fake. Amen. We are here to give you the real, true word of God. Amen. This is some things that we say that you will not hear in your traditional churches. Amen. And that is how we know that we are approaching the return of Christ. The Bible says, Paul said it best. They now have to get my sword. Amen. Paul said it best. Paul said that there will be a falling away. And what that means is that the people, not the true believers, let's get that straight, because some people get confused. Amen. The Bible says make it plain. So I'm going to make it plain to you. The people who are saved, that have confessed with their mouth and believe in their heart, the true believers that serve the Most High God, we read our Bibles, we study our Bible, we live our life, we walk according to the Spirit, we will not fall away from the church. Amen? I once heard a pastor say that the falling away of the church is that people who are saved will fall away. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen?
That's right.
So that's not what the Scripture is saying. The falling away of the church means that people who go to church but they are not saved, they are your lukewarm people that's in the church. They just attend the church. They will not accept salvation. They don't show love. Amen. They're not walking according to the Spirit. They're walking according to the flesh. And the people that's out there in the world that have turned their backs to God say that, I don't even want to hear the word of God. They have fallen away from the church, meaning that they have fallen away from Christ. They have fallen away from the word of God. They don't want to hear the truth. Because when you talk to most people about this, amen, they don't want to hear it. The pastors act like they don't want to hear it. They don't want to teach their people. They're not interested in teaching about the return of Christ. They're not interested about teaching about Revelation. Revelation is in the Bible. In fact, it's the very last book of the Bible. And it's for us to know. Paul said, brethren, I have you not to be what? Ignorant. In fact, Christ gave revelation to John to give to the seven churches, and also that span through the whole entire church age. So revelation is for us to know and for us to teach the people out there in the church, but yet you got pastors and preachers and evangelists, and they're standing on the fence. They don't know whether to teach it or to not teach it. They're so afraid of what people are going to think. Amen. If you're afraid of what people think, amen, I don't know what you're going to do with yourself, but that ain't what he called us for. He called us to preach the truth. I had a pastor one time that had the nerve to tell me, well, if you preach that, people are going to be receptive to that. Brother, I'm not here to care about what people think. I'm here to save souls. Amen. My dad always say, either the word is going to draw you, amen, or it's going to drive you, amen. And I didn't know what he was talking about when I was young, but now I know what he's saying. The word is going to either draw you to Christ or it's going to drive you away because you don't want to hear. You're a lukewarm person that attends church. And Christ said over in Revelation, the third chapter, I will spew you out. I will vomit you out. In other words, I don't want nothing to do with you. Because you are putting on a front to the people and you're not real, you're fake. Christ hates fake. I hate fake, so I can't stand fake people, amen. I run away from them, get away from me, I can't stand them. And this is what we're talking about. It is time to wake up, amen. The church, there were three churches in the book, in the third chapter of Revelation, right before Revelation 4 and 1. And I told people yesterday, where are we? Because I saw this sister online the other day. She said she was talking about the pandemic and the vaccine, and she said, man, this is some revelation stuff, just some of the stuff that she was saying. She was saying that the countries around the world, in particular America, is getting ready for a doomsday. Now, what are they preparing for?
Come on.
The military, the police officers, the fire department, why are they getting ready for a doomsday scenario? Man, y'all better wake up and talk to your people in the church and stop being scared and stop talking about some money and you can have this $100,000 car in this mansion. You better start telling people that Christ is on his way back.
Come on now.
They are preparing because they are aware that the world is preparing to be turned upside down. This is just a warm-up. This is just a trial. That's all this is. This is a test to see how people are going to react. And I told you all last year when the pandemic kicked off, when you're looking to the right, amen, they got your attention, but something is good. They tiptoeing on the left, doing something on the left. And they are doing it right before our eyes, and people can't even see it.
Can't
amen.
See it.
People can't even see it. So what they are preparing for is a doomsday. They're prepared. They know that something is about to go down. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so we as the church, we have to teach the children of God what is about to take place. Now, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen because the church is about to be out of here. Revelation 4:1, we know that the church goes to heaven. Amen. The church is caught up, gathered together, raptured into heaven because Christ will come back and deliver the church. But if you read Revelation, the third chapter, amen, God be the glory. We are in Revelation, the third chapter. There are three churches. You have the church of Sardis, which was a church that was dead. Now, not all of them were dead, but
that's
state
right.
of the church now. And Christ wanted them to what? Wake up. And that's
wake
what
up.
We're doing. We're waking up the church. We are shaking them and saying, you need to wake up. We're shaking the pastor and saying, this is the message that you need to be teaching your congregation. Don't be afraid of it because if you have the Holy Spirit in you, he will walk with you as you teach his word. Amen. We're on here every week. I don't mind you borrowing. You can't steal nothing from God because this comes from God, not me. Amen. This is God's word, not my word. I'm just a vessel, a tool to be used, and I'm just giving it to you. So if you want to take this message and tell it to your congregation, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to warn the people that Christ is on his way back. Amen.
Yes,
Christ said he gave the warning to John and said, let them know that I won't be long. Amen. And this is what Christ was saying to the church of Sardis. And it says that let me read a quick verse, Revelation 3:3. It says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent.
Yeah.
If therefore thou shalt not watch, Lord have mercy. Man, I got to read that again, doctor.
Read it again.
Watch what it says. It says, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Lord have mercy. When I read and studied that, I said, Lord, if that don't sound like what's going on in the world right now, the churches, the you sure if it gets most of these mega church pastors talk about this, they won't dare talk about this type of stuff. And they need to be talking about this stuff because they got the biggest audience to speak to.
Yes, sir.
Christ is on his way back. The church right now is dead, meaning that they are asleep. They have turned their backs on the first love. They've heard the word, but they have not embedded themselves in Christ. They have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. You can attend church for 40 years, but if you would never accept Christ, you can rest assured that you will not enter into the gates of heaven. Amen?
All right.
And so
all right.
This is the church of Sardis. And I'm going to come back and talk about the other two churches. I don't want to take up too much time, Dr. Frum.
No,
but this
ahead,
is
brother,
the church of Sardis. Amen?
Work with
okay.
it.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And so this is the church of Sardis. Amen. Hold on one brief moment, brother. Amen. Got to give me some light in here. Amen. And this is the church of Sardis. Amen. And then after that is the church of Philadelphia. Now, you know that there were two churches that had no condemnation. Amen. Christ was satisfied with two churches, but the other five churches, Christ was not happy with. So what that is telling you is that there is a great number of people that attend church, amen, that will not be gathered together when Christ returns to get the church.
Come on.
The church
Come
of
on.
Sardis, their criticism was that you are dead. And what that means is that the church is not showing love. That's the number one thing. They're not showing love. I'm talking about true love, Holy Spirit love. Amen.
Come
the
on.
The church is not reading their Bible. And amen. If you don't read it daily, amen, at least read it every other day or at least two or three times a week. They definitely not studying the word.
No.
Amen. That's how some of you got people who have the nerve to try to ask us, well, how do we know this stuff? See, if you was walking in the spirit, you wouldn't need to ask us how do we know this stuff. You would know yourself, how do we know this stuff? Amen. Because if you walk in the Spirit, you will read from the same book that we read. We have the same Spirit. And what God has given me and the elder doctor, amen, he has given to everybody, amen. He ain't giving us no special favor, amen. You can know the exact same thing if you pray and you ask him, because the Bible said that God withholdeth not. If you ask, amen, he'll give it to you. Amen. The church, amen,
amen,
is all into money. They are dead. They're not preaching salvation. The pastors are more concerned on what type of suits they're going to buy, what type of car they're going to buy, how many houses they're going to own. Pastors want big planes. They ain't got nothing to do with saving nobody's soul. When you can take that millions of dollars and spread the gospel of Christ around the entire planet, amen. It ain't got nothing to do with saving souls. If you ain't traveling to talk about Christ and talking about saving souls and talking about the return of Christ, amen, the church is dead. That is the church of Sardis. We are in the end. The church has been dead a long time. Amen. They have been talking about gain. The pastors and the people in the church are asleep. Amen. And they don't care nothing about salvation. All they care about is their name, their status, how much money they got, who they are. They were to walk over you. And it's sad that people in the world said they don't like church people because church people act snobbish. Amen. That is not the way we are supposed to be. That is not the way we are supposed to treat people. When people come into the church, it don't matter if they are homeless. It don't matter if they smell bad. We are still to embrace them and show them love. Amen. That is our job. We are the church. We are to emit the spirit of love. Because why? Over in 1 John, the first chapter, amen, I believe it's the first or the fourth chapter, it says God is what? He is love. That's what the scripture says. Exactly, yes, 1 John, the fourth chapter, and it says in verse 7, it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is what? Born of God and knoweth God. I'm going to tell you right now. If you are in a church and them people, my wife was just complaining the other day how the church she attends does not show no love. And I said, I don't even know why you waste your time, because I wouldn't waste no time in no dead church, because this is what Christ was talking to John about. A dead church don't show no love. They don't know how to love because they don't have the Spirit of God in them. And if you think them people are going to heaven, you better think again. If you think Christ is coming back to get a dead church, you better think again. I don't care how much money they bring in every Sunday. I don't care how well the parishioners dress. I don't care how much money they raise. I don't care how many church other persons they have. I don't care what their last name is. I don't care how prestigious they are in the neighborhood. If they don't have the love of God with them, you can best believe they will be here and they will be left behind when Christ comes back to the church. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen, brother.
God.
Amen.
God is great. God is good. The word has to be spoken. We'll live in the last days. The last days. And in fact, you know me, I like to say, Lord, if you're going to come quickly. Amen. And I'm not tired of preaching the gospel. I'm not tired of living.
Amen.
I'm just tired of the way that Satan is trying to damn everybody, trying to crucify everybody, trying to talk about everybody. I hate
the
lies and the bigotry and the stuff that's going on in the house of God. Amen. You can't hardly go to church today and let somebody look at you strange, look like you come from another planet. Amen. That's not heaven. That's not, Let me tell you, a lot of people say, I want to go to heaven. But let me tell you something. You got to know the best thing that heaven gave earth, the best thing that heaven gave earth. A lot of people say, well, I ain't never been to heaven. I don't know what it's like. But I tell you one thing. If you know Jesus Christ, you got a touch of heaven. Come on. You got a touch of heaven because Jesus Christ the best thing. The best thing that heaven had to offer. And when you receive Christ in your life, I know I'm a witness. I'm a fact witness. When you receive Christ in your life, you love everybody.
That's right.
Of God. You are a royal priesthood. You belong to the Lord and Savior. And Jesus Christ loves everybody. He don't go around talking about people and criticizing people and dogging people. He went around healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. He took a Samaritan, he took a woman from Samaria, which was a prostitute, and he asked her for a drink of water. And he said, if you would ask me a drink of water, I'd give you living water. And he said, well, I know that the Messiah is supposed to come. And he said, I'm he. And she said, he said, go get your husband. And he said, and she said, well, he said, the one that you with now ain't yours, and you got five others. She said, oh, my God, how did you know? How did you know all my business? You must be
Amen.
The Messiah. You must be the one. And she ran back into town. I believe she got all five of the ones that she was living with and the one that she was with then and brought them to Jesus and told those men, said, this Messiah told me all my business, and I believe that she was the greatest evangelist woman in the time of Jesus to go tell that she had found the Messiah. And now look what Jesus done. He went to the prostitutes. He went to the drunkards. He went to
Amen.
All kind of people. He come to save the sinners. He come to save the core of the rottenness of this generation. He come to save.
Amen.
And guess what? The world and church folks are trying to put themselves above Jesus Christ and decide who is going to go to heaven, who ain't going to go to heaven. If you ain't like me,
right.
You ain't right. But let me tell you, you got a lot of hypocrites in the house of God, in the house of God, and it's hurting. It hurts me to see how people treat each other by the looks, by the way they treat each other. But let me tell you,
Amen.
Jesus Christ already said 2,000 years ago, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, not my church. He said, my church. And he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to stand at the judgment. The final judgment. And there's a lot of people going to stand at the judgment of the nations where Jesus will actually look at them face to face, and they ain't going to be able to pick up their face. They ain't going to be able to look up their face. And Jesus is going to say, depart from me. Please, you got to leave here. I can't do nothing with you. You don't know me. But they're going to say, oh, Lordy, Lordy, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we go
Amen.
To our pockets? Didn't we put our money in the tithe? Didn't we dress right, Lord?
Amen.
All kind of business. We cast out devils in your name, man. What you talking about? He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. My friends, we're living in the last days. It's time for preachers. And I'm telling preachers around America. I'm talking about suburban preachers. I'm talking about city preachers. I'm talking about street preachers. I'm talking about preachers need to tell these people, need to tell this present evil generation that Jesus Christ is getting ready to rapture the church. You better
get ready.
Because if you're left here after the rapture of the church, all hell's going to break loose. You think this is hell? No, you ain't seen hell yet. Hell ain't going to break loose until after the church come, because the church will not, cannot. God is going to permit. He's not going to go through the rapture. Why? Because the church is all, age is almost over. And the brother Tim said, Laodicea, the lukewarm church, the one that he said,
Amen.
I'm going to gird you out of my mouth. I'm going to throw you up out on the street. I'm going to see what, you're going to come out of the belly of the pit of my stomach, and you're going to see what yourself look like. Because the Bible said in Laodicea, said you're naked, you're wretched, you're cold, you're backwards, your mind is all messed up, you don't know what lukewarm is, you don't know what hot is. He said, either be one or the other. If you're gonna be a sinner, go ahead and be a sinner. Go ahead, do what
That's
you
right.
wanna do, but don't confess Christ and you still in your sins. And
That's
if
right.
you're gonna be hot, be hot for Jesus Christ. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the only thing that can prevent me from getting the coronavirus. Already got my shot. Ain't nothing going to touch
Amen.
Me. Ain't nothing going to put me on my bed of affliction. Nothing, because Jesus said, I got a job for you, Bazaar. I got you. Preach the gospel, and you may not be able to get behind the pulpit. Now, really, I haven't for the last 10 years. Amen. Ain't no preachers. know me, they won't let me in their church. They won't let me preach the gospel. If I do preach, they want to give me 15 minutes. I say, well, let me tell you something. What I got to tell you is going to take more than 15 minutes. Oh,
amen.
Do you want money? I don't want your money. You don't have to pay me nothing because you can't pay for the gospel. Amen. Because
right.
Gospel, he said, if I put some words in your mouth, you better speak it. Because let me tell you something.
Amen.
I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to be responsible in what I say from the word of God, and it better be right, because I got
That's
to
right.
stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not preaching on fame or glory or how well I can preach. I'm preaching because souls are dying without Christ, going to hell every day. People are dying. Young folks, old folks, crippled folks, blind folks, black folks, white folks. Chinese, Japanese are dying, going to hell every day because men, preachers won't stand up and tell them, say, look, it's heaven or it's hell. It's the cross or be lost. And a lot of people think they can work their way, but let me tell you, I don't care if you can work like a steam shovel.
Dig
and work all your life and still go to hell. You can be the best person in the world and still go to hell. And you can be the most important, you still can go to hell because it's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ to get
right.
you into the glory of God. Because no sin will ever come in the presence of God no more. Satan can never come in the presence of God no more. And by the way, he's getting ready to be cast out of heaven because he's in first and second heaven now. He's in first and second heaven, and he's the prince power of the air. That's why old Apostle Paul said in 6:12 of Ephesians, he said, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And let me tell you, I'm standing against the wiles of the devil in my life. And I know every Christian out there that's born again, wrapped up in the Holy Ghost, tied up in the Holy Ghost, working for the Lord, telling folks, hey, man, look, I don't care what you say. You say you want to build a house. You say you want to get yourself. But let me tell you, you ain't got time, brother, because the time is short. It's later than
that's
you
right.
think it is. And I'm telling you right now, it's later than you're thinking. How close is the second coming of Jesus Christ? The second coming of Jesus Christ is so close that it's closer than the skin on your body. It's closer than the blood running one through your veins. It's closer than the marrow
That's
inside
right.
of your bone. Because when he comes, he's coming as a thief in the night. And the day that you don't
Amen.
Think he's coming, that's when he's coming. That's why he said, prepare yourself
remember.
Right now. Not tomorrow. No, not 5 minutes from now. Now. Is accept the time.
Right.
He said, the day you hit my father's heart and not your heart. And a lot of people say, well, all this stuff is going on. Where did you get all this from? I got it from the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. We know what the scripture says. It says that Paul said 2,000 years ago when he wrote the book to Timothy. He wrote the first and second Timothy, and he told Timothy in the third chapter, he said, know this also, that in the last day, perilous times shall come. What you talking about, perilous times? I'm talking about difficult times. All kinds of problems is on the face of the earth today. All kinds,
right.
in the moon, in the stars, underneath the earth, in the homes, on the street, in the churches, in the government. It's trouble everywhere, on every hand. Folks don't
That's
know
right.
what to do. They're taking more drugs. They're doing more sex organs. They're killing more. They're raping more. They're church folks are fussing and fighting. The preachers are scared to get in the pulpit now because they can't preach prosperity no more because it's all over. And then, by the way,
right.
prosperity is not the gospel. Prosperity is just a materialistic thing that you may need or getting a whole lot. But preaching the gospel is preaching salvation because Paul said, I think it was in the 4th chapter, 12th verse of Acts, he said, this one thing I do know. He said, look, he said, there's a name that's above every name. That's at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And he said, there's no other name other than the name of Jesus that a man can be saved in the name of Jesus. And Jesus
Amen.
Christ is the only man because he's God, man. He is God.
Amen.
He's God in the human flesh. He's God when he did the miracle. He's God that was hanging on the cross. And the only way you can hang, ooh, Lord, have mercy. The only way that you can hang God on the cross, he had to become flesh because you can't nail a spirit to the cross. Ooh, somebody had to die. Somebody had
Amen.
To shed blood. In the soul, there's the blood, and the blood is in the soul. And when Christ shedded his blood, that was God's blood. That's the only blood he had. He tried animals. He even tried animals and goats and turtle doves. And that was on the type and shadow of better things to come. And we know man's blood is already corrupt, because when Adam and Eve sinned, amen, the whole creation came corrupt. But now Jesus Christ came down from heaven, and when he came down, amen, he had a blood system out of sight. Woo! He shedded his blood. And guess what? My sins, your sins, sins of the world was laid on him. And they tell me his blood,
amen,
is so powerful. Amen. It shook the gates of hell and the hinges fell off. And the devil said, oh, what done went on outside? Because anybody else died other than Jesus Christ, nothing happened in hell. Nothing happened. I mean, when Abraham died, he just went to a place called paradise in hell, and that was the apartment that separated from hell from paradise, and nothing happened. All the prophets died. Nothing happened. All the righteous men died. Nothing happened. But when Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, God,
amen,
Almighty, when he stopped his head between the locks of his shoulder and said, Father, it is finished. The penalty for sin is paid for. What did he have to pay for? Whoremongering, lying, cheating, backbiting, adultery, fornication, incest.
Right.
Oh, a sodomite. Sodomite is a sin that men have relationship with animals. And it's going on today. We have lesbianism. We have all kinds of homosexuality. We got sex orgies. We got trafficking.
Oh,
people trafficking little kids and killing the babies. God said, I got to go down and take all that. I got to be nailed. I got to be nailed. And I got to be hung up high. I'm talking so high. Woo, I don't know about it, but I think heaven had to move back a little bit. Ooh, when Jesus died, I said, hell had to move back a little bit and say, well, I don't know what's going on. I think the devil said in hell, what? I believe the devil said, what in the hell is going on top side? Because when Christ died, woo, he dropped his head. And he went down into the bowels of the earth. When he went down into the bowels of the earth, he disturbed all those wicked spirits, all those patriarchs, all those. He disturbed everything. It was so bright down there, Satan had to put on his special eyeglasses. Because he put his eyes out. And when Jesus Christ told him, said, I come down here to get the key. I come down here to get death. I come down to get everything that belongs to me. And he buckled it on his side. And he preached into prison, preached to those in prison for 3 days and three nights. And the same day that Jonah was in the belly of the whale. And when Jonah came up out of the
Amen.
Belly of the whale, he went down to Nineveh and said, hey, repent. And when Christ came out of the grave, he said, I got all power. Good God Almighty, more power than the locomotive. Lord Hammer, he said, I'm able to leap over sin and forgive sin and cleanse you from all your sin. And he leaped in my life one day. Good God Almighty. And when he leaped into my life, I had a shadow in my mind. I had a shadow in my heart.
Okay.
I can tell the world now. The world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. It's mine, all mine. And if you want to get a little personal, I can say Jesus belongs to me. And if you don't want him, shame on you. Because one day I know I got to die. One day, if I don't die, I know one day I'm going to be caught up in the rapture. Because it's so good. Listen to what Paul says about these wicked men. And I'm going to give it back to Brother Tim. Amen. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Covetousness. They will want everything but God. They don't want salvation. People don't want salvation today. They want hell nation. They say, I don't care if I go to hell. I mean, shoot, I want this woman. I want this car. I want to have a party. And people today are party church folks. I ain't talking about the world, because I know what the world going to do. The world going to do, because it's walking in sin. But I'm talking about folks who say, hey, in the house of God, and they sanctified, and they're separated from the world and the sins of the world. And here they are doing the same thing. Good God Almighty. He said, boast about yourself. Proud. Blasphemers. Blaspheming God. Telling lies on God. Telling people that God told me to tell you to tell this. Nuh-uh. God, if God want to talk to me, amen, he ain't afraid of me. He can tell me what's wrong with me. Come on now. He said unholy.
Amen.
Unholy people. Unholy in their talk. They lie. They cheat. They cuss. They do all their stuff and then come up and try to take communion. That's why you got so many weak Christians in church. That's how come you guys know you ain't got nobody on powerful fire. That's why you got a lot of homes are being broken up and men are being wife swapping. Oh, yeah, you didn't know. Oh, well, I know you know something about that. Wife swapping. Oh, they wife swapping now. In the church. I mean, from the Catholic church on down to the Presbyterian church, the Lutheran church, the Baptist church, all down. They're whoremongering. And they're calling on the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. That means that sin will not fool around with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost won't fool around with sin. Either you know him or you don't know him. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, and contentment, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And folks, they love pleasure. In the house of God, they love pleasure. They love to talk about what they got. They love to brag on their children. They love to do all that.
Come on, doctor.
Calling the altar call when it comes down to tell people about what hell is like. They don't want to hear nothing about hell, but you need to hear
about
the newspaper came out of hell 6,000 years ago. Hell is located in the bowels of the earth. Amen. It is in the bowels of the earth. It's down, way down in the deep of the core of the earth. And they say hell is hot. And they say hell has been enlarged every day. They said all the unrighteous, you hear what I say? All the unrighteous, all the wicked shall be cast into the bottomless pit. And they commit to having the form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. They ain't got no power for such. This is the last day, so we're living in the last days. The coronavirus ain't nothing. And I praise the Lord that he let the coronavirus come about. I praise the Lord. You know why? Because people need to repent. People need to turn to God. People need to recognize God ain't coming around with he ain't no little boy. He's almighty. He's the everlasting Father. He's the one that was before anything was, and before you leave this planet, he still will be. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And most of all, he's a loving, merciful, kind, righteous, just God. And he's given man an opportunity to come to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Ain't no way in the world, ain't no way in the world a sinner can ever enter the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something. If a sinner, now, if, then this is a long if with a hook on the end. If a sinner could walk on the streets of gold, he would cry out and say, no, I can't take it. I can't take the holiness. I can't stand the holiness. Get me out of here. Send me somewhere where I can rock and roll. Send me somewhere I can cuss. Send me somewhere where I can drink my beer. Send me somewhere where I can take my marijuana, my LSD. Send me somewhere where I can get a bunch of women and lay with them all. God, I can't take it up here.
Oh, mercy.
Now, how in the world do you think your work's going to get you to help? Your work can't get you to help. Your good looks can look like Malcolm Rowe, Jane Mansfield, all put together, and many more beautiful women of our time. And you can't get you to help because you ain't getting there by looks, you ain't getting there by works, you ain't getting there by your mama, your daddy, your sister, or nobody. The only way you can ever see Jesus is you got to accept him as your personal Savior and repent of your low-down, dirty, rotten sin, because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm not patting myself on the back because I'm saved. I'm not patting myself on the back because I'm saved. I can't pat myself on the back because I used to be a sinner. I used to work for the devil.
Amen.
I used to work for him. I used to do his thing. Come on, y'all. And there's some people in church still working for the devil. Get up there and say, have mercy on me, Lord. Then turn around and cuss somebody out. And doing all kind of stuff. Secret sins that you think God don't know nothing about. Ooh, well, you in the wrong, you messing with the wrong man. Hey, man, Jesus knows all about you, knows the number of hairs in your head. He knows you're down sitting, you're upright, and ain't no way you can go that he is already there. Huh, come on now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying this. We are living in the last days. There's many other scriptures in the Bible that tells you exactly the condition of the church would be in. And there's two churches on the planet. Satan's church,
mm-hmm.
and the church of the living God. It's two churches, see? There's a church that the devil is the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a church that Jesus Christ is the head. And the devil prospers in iniquity. He prospers in sin. He prospers in degradation and abomination. That's it. He gets his people saying, "Hey, come on, man, let's have a party. Oh, we're going to jam tonight." Well, the church of God, hey, the living church, the church that's been washed in his blood, say, "Man, come on, we're going to church service. We're going to praise our God. We're going to give him the glory. We're going to go out here on the street and witness to somebody and tell them Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory, and he can save your soul. We're going to go into prisons. We're going to go into adolescent homes. We're going to go into hospitals and tell people Jesus Christ is the only way." Mohammed can't do it, brother. Mohammed can't do it. I'm sorry, Baptist can't do it. Lutheran can't do it. Apostolic faith can't do it, because there's only one faith. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of my faith. He said there's only one faith, one baptism, one heaven, one hell, one wife. Come on, y'all. Look, this is what I'm trying to tell you. And he said, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to be sanctified, means set apart from sin. Your soul going to have to be washed and cleansed in the blood. Ooh, the blood of Jesus Christ. Clorox can't do it. Lysol can't do it. Come on. The Tide can't do it. No.
Right.
No. Your lipstick and your rouge and your earrings and your ear bob and your stocked up self, and you're walking and you're switching and you think you got something. Whoa, that ain't going to do it. Got to be born again.
That's
and
right.
The world today is saying, we can neglect that. Don't worry about being born again. That's a pigmentation of your imagination. Well, you better talk to Nicodemus. You better talk to the apostle. You better talk to Nicodemus, and you better talk to the apostle, and you better talk to those that was on the day of Pentecost. Because when they came out of there, they was a new creature, and they wasn't preaching no foolishness. They was preaching save Jesus and him crucified. Where's the church at today? What they preaching? No, they ain't preaching save Jesus and him crucified.
Right.
They preach what I got, what I seen, what I do. And man, my daddy was a preacher. My father was a preacher. Oh man, maybe I can get on the coattail. But you ain't going on nobody's coattail.
That's right.
You better be like the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And she said, "If I just can touch the hem of God, I know I'll be made whole."
Amen.
And if you want to be more made whole, you better catch a hold on the skirt of Jesus Christ and tell him to save my soul from the pits of hell. Because my friends, and I'm going to give it over to Brother Peter, my friends, there is a place of restitution. There is a place where if you don't receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you got to pay for your own sins eternally.
Right.
Is that right, brother?
That's right,
you
doctor.
Got to pay.
You got it.
For your sins eternally. In other words, torment. Because that's what sin is, torment. And you got to pay for it yourself. If you don't want Jesus Christ to pay for it, who going to pay for it? Nobody but Jesus Christ. And when you reject Christ, when you walk around with your head all up in the air, and whoever listened to me, I'm saying this in love, brother, because I don't want nobody to go to hell. Please.
That's right.
No,
that's right.
I don't want anybody to go there. I love you that much to come on the radio and on the air. I love you that
Amen.
Much to study my Bible. Study my Bible
Amen.
And pray and have a burden for soul, because I don't want you to go. You don't need
That's
it.
Right.
It ain't worth it doing. Jesus said, "What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Now, what would I want? After I'm dead and gone, who's going to get all that prosperity? Nobody but somebody else that's a fool and don't know how to spend it, don't know how to use it. Don't go to hell. If you go anywhere, I told you a long time ago, go to Timbuktu. Either go to Siberia, or go to an alligator pit, or go to a snake pit, but don't go there. Ain't nothing there. At least you have some meat. In a snake pit, at least you have an alligator on to eat you. Maybe you can get away from it. But let me tell you something. If you go to hell, there ain't no exit.
There ain't
no walk. There ain't no picture show. There ain't no boyfriend and girlfriend. There ain't no gambling. There ain't no drinking. There ain't no partying. There ain't no sex. You ain't going to have nothing to work with. The only thing you're going to be able to have and keep for eternity is your mind, your soul, your eyesight, your smell, your touch, your taste, and last of all, your memory. Your memory is going to torment you worse than the hells of fire because you're going to be thinking, I could have came to Christ. I was at a prayer meeting. I hear two men on the internet preaching about hell. If I was just would have listened to them, because I thought they was a bunch of job time preachers. Hey, man, trying to get some money, trying to get a lady friend, trying to make a name for themselves. I thought they was like them other preachers, but every preacher ain't crooked. Every preacher ain't crooked.
That's right.
We got some righteous preachers on the face in America. We got some righteous preachers on this earth. They're standing up for the word of God. And if you may count, okay, I can count two right now. Amen. I believe in righteous. I know Brother Tim believe in righteous. I believe in,
amen,
the Bible. I teach the Bible. I live the Bible. And a lot of people say, oh, how you live the Bible? I live the Bible through the Holy Spirit, not me. It's the Holy Spirit that lives in me through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
My friend, let's say something. You need Jesus Christ. Who's ever out there listening to me? You need Jesus Christ. You need him today. You need him today. Why? Because tomorrow is not promised to you. The next second is not promised. And I don't care how well you are. I don't care how well off you are. You're always sick enough to die. You're sick enough to die because man is just a mortal being. And the Spirit of God is in a man. And let me tell you, Job said man is like a moth. Amen. You can smite it, and he's dead and gone. A man is like a blade of grass. You're here, and then when life gets through with you, you'll dry up, die, and go to hell or go to heaven, whatever decide you make now, because there ain't no decision after you die. And I hear a lot of people say, well, I died and came back. Maybe that could happen. That could happen. But most people that die, and when they put them in the grave, I guarantee you most likely they ain't going to come back until the resurrection day. Why would you want to waste your life for a sin for a season and enjoy pleasure and then die and go to hell? It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. And quit trying to play the hypocrite. Don't say you a Christian and you know you ain't had a divine experience of a change of life, because that's what Christianity is, a changed life. A changed life. A changed life. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. And when
That's
you know
right.
Christ Jesus Christ, you become a new person, brand new. And I'm renewed. I'm a brand new person every day. Every time
Amen.
I get up in the morning, I'm a brand new person. Why? Because Jesus Christ renewed me every day. I get a little closer and a little closer and a little closer, and every once in a while, good God of mine, I'm going to give it over to Brother Dick. Every once in a while, I feel a pull inside. Spirit want to go up. I feel a pull, but I know one day when the trumpets blow, this old mortal body is going to be, and I'm going to hear the voice of Jesus Christ speak to my soul, and I'm going to change from this mortal body to immortality. And I'm going to meet Jesus in the air. Brother Tim, come on, tell me what you got for me. What you got me? What you got for doing? What you got for the people out there?
Amen, doctor. That was awesome. Amen, brother. I was just listening to you. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. To the Most High be the glory. Amen. To glory to all God. Amen. Amen. We are definitely living in the last days. Amen. The brother said it. Amen. Coming from of the book of Timothy. Amen. I think he said 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Amen. I was just on the fourth chapter. We are definitely in the last days, amen. The lake of fire is real, amen.
Real.
I don't think we can stress that enough, amen, because a lot of people think that that's a fairy tale. And I remember a time in the past, amen, I had to ask myself, I said, man, would a loving God
Lord, help me.
Amen. Come on now, Doctor. With a loving God, because I don't think people have really grasped the reality of what liquid fire is. Amen.
Amen.
The lake of fire. Amen. Enoch described, amen, he said that when he saw the pit, amen, He said it was worse than hell. Amen. He said he asked the angel, what is this place? Amen. If you read the book of Enoch, hell in the lake of fire is real. They don't make shows referencing that. See, Satan knows it's real. He knows that when it's all said and done, that him and them angels know they're going to be cast in the lake of fire.
They
came from heaven. They know what punishment. And the Bible said in the book of Jude, amen, that hell was reserved for who? Lucifer and his
angels.
Amen. It wasn't made for us. It was not for us. It was reserved everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
Ooh-wee.
And the great day, amen, that's what the angel was referring back to Enoch when he said that great judgment, this is going to be all the souls that have rebelled against God. Amen. Since the beginning of time, plus Lucifer and the third of angels that he drew from heaven. And we don't know what number that is, but it had to have been a great number.
Great
all
number.
Souls for all eternity. All eternity. I have to ask myself, would a loving God punish someone for all eternity? And the Spirit said, yes. And the reason why is because I think about Pharaoh. When God gave him how many chances? I think it was 10 opportunities.
Ten
opportunities. Every time he said he was going to let the children of Israel go. And when God let up, what did he do? He went back and said, I'm not going to let the children of Israel go. And, you know, brother, I'm the type of person, it don't take much to convince me, amen. I thank God for his spirit. It don't take much to convince me. Brother, once I'm convinced, I'm convinced. Once you do certain things to me, I'm convinced. Hey, look, you can have them. After about that third plague, I would let them go. Get them out of here. Give them what they need so they'll never come back. Amen. That's just me. But see, some people don't understand what a reprobate or reprobate mind is. It is a let me show you something real quick. Amen. Let me go over to show you what Paul said. Let's see if I can find this scripture. I used to read this scripture and preach on this long time ago. It was a popular scripture. Amen. See if I can find this scripture. I'm over in Romans, the first chapter, I believe is where it's at.
Okay.
Amen. Let's see. Amen. Let's see if I can find this right here. Amen. Romans, the first chapter. Let me just I'm going to start the 26th verse and read down. I believe it's in there. I'm going to just read down because I want people to know that hell is real and the lake of fire is real. There are people, as the brother said, of all races, creed, color, are dying every single day. They're just going to hell by the thousands and tens of thousands just going to hell. They think God is a joke. They think this is a play thing. They think this is a fairy tale. They laugh. But, oh, boy, when you fall asleep in this life and you wake up in hell, you're going to know that it's real. Amen?
Yeah.
Hell is real. The pain, as the brother said, you're going to have all your senses when you wake up in hell. The Bible says in Revelation, the sixth chapter, that John said, I saw death and hell follow behind him. That means that when you die, you're going to go somewhere. And you can think this is a joke all you want to, but if you don't believe in Christ, if you ain't went to the cross and accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you can best believe you're going to lift up your eyes in hell. You're going to be like, Lord, have mercy. Where am I? And there is no nightmare. There is no imagination that can imagine hell. Let me tell you something. I've had a dream of hell. I've had a vision of hell, but I've not ever been to hell. And we shouldn't let nobody convince you that they've been to hell. We have visions and dreams of hell, but to actually go to hell, amen, I'm going to have to share something. Let me just read the scripture. A lot of times people think that you're just talking, amen. Let me read what the scripture says. Romans, the first chapter, verse 26 says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. For the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Amen.
Yeah.
The brother said that people are sleeping with animals, women are sleeping with women, men are sleeping with men, and they'll go around saying, do what you want. Do what you want to do. If you want to do it, it's okay. That's what this new religion is all about that's coming about. Do what you want to do. A lot of these mega church pastors are preaching it, teaching it.
Yeah.
They're promoting it like it's okay. It's the thing to do. They are very soft on when it comes to the fire and brimstone preaching. They are soft on the
true word of God.
Amen. I remember the pastors back in the day, they didn't play. Amen. It was some pastors didn't let women wear pants and makeup in church. Amen. See that was a fire and brimstone preacher. But see, the preachers now that got so soft, see so much money coming into the church, they don't want to offend nobody. So if you want to be a man, you want to come to church in a dress, and you want to run around the church like you're a woman, amen, that's okay. See, that's the type of mess that they promote in the church now. And then you got some false prophets talking about it's okay to be gay, and they gay, and they left their wives, and they don't want nothing to do with women. They love being, talking about they are preachers. The devil is a lie. Those are false prophets is what they are. Amen. That's exactly what they are. Amen. So what you have to realize, amen, is that we are definitely in the last day. If you can't see that, we are in the last day when we allow people to come to church, cut up, act up, and do what they want and not call them out. We are definitely, the church is definitely falling away, and we are in the time Christ can come back any moment in a twinkling of an eye. Christ can come back. You better not bat your eye because Christ can come back. So, amen, if you ain't got it right, I highly encourage you to get it right before it is too late because you can blink your eye. Amen. The church will be out of here. Amen. Now, watch what it says. It says, and likewise, what is Paul saying? He's basically saying, and also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust, one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. Somebody had the nerve to tell me one time, oh, that ain't in the Bible. God didn't say it was nothing wrong with men being with men. Man, I showed them this scripture. They shut up. They have nothing to say. Amen.
Uh-huh.
They have nothing. See, because preachers don't stand up and preach and teach the truth, people don't even know what's in the Bible. They don't teach on Wednesday night. They don't preach this. So don't nobody really know what's in the Word of God. Until you run into somebody who studies the word and who knows the word, then you find out, oh, it is in the Bible. God ain't never said that it was okay for a man to be with man and a woman to be with woman. In fact, it's an abomination. That means it's disgusting to God. You can say what you want. You can try to sit and tell these lies, oh, they were born like that. God don't make no mistake. You weren't born like that. You made a choice to be like that, amen. Don't blame God, amen. So watch this, though. Watch what the word says. And in verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain, Lord have mercy. Here it is. God in the knowledge. God gave them over to a what?
Reprobate
mind. To do those things which are what? Not convenient. Being filled with all, but it didn't say some unrighteousness. It didn't say half of the unrighteousness.
Uh-uh.
It didn't say part of the unrighteousness. But it said all unrighteousness. Brother, I believe you said the other week, amen, you said that and my brother said the exact same thing. He said, man, he said lesbian and gay people have the worst spirits. And he was right. They are the worst type of demon spirit to deal with. And that's
true.
Right. That's not hate. That's love. That's real. They are the worst spirits to deal with, which is why most of the people who run the world, if not all of them, they go both ways or they're gay. And that's a fact. That's why they talk about Hollywood being like that, because you
–
in fact, I was told by this one brother. He said, if you want to be in Hollywood – or famous. He said, that is a must. You have to go both. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. You got to go both ways. He said, if you don't, you will not be accepted. You won't make the money that they make. You won't be a part of the club. And that is the worst type of demon to deal with. And you said it best. You said, I believe it was you I was speaking. Well, I can't remember if it was you or someone, but you, I believe you said that when you do that, when you sleep with a man and with a woman, you open the gateway to kinds of evil, demonic, satanic, Luciferian. You can say 666, Mark of the Beast, all kind of evil, filthy things. Amen. It is the truth. You can call it what you want. You can say that we hate and we being hateful. No, we're being loving because if my God said it's wrong, my God is right and you wrong. Amen. And that is the love of God because we love people. We are teaching the truth and we are not afraid to teach the truth. That is real. Amen. Now watch what it says. It said a reprobate mind. Amen.
Reprobate.
Now watch what it said. Now watch what it said. It says being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of what? Evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, Lord have mercy, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, they now watch this. The Bible says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of what? Death.
Death.
Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Lord have mercy.
That's why the people who control the world, if you ever seen Baphomet, that's why Baphomet is a symbol of Satan. He is what? Both male and female, because in order to be on the highest wicked, evil, backbite, haters of God, despiteful, to be disobedient, inventors of evil things, to be the most worst of the worst on this planet. Who do you think run this planet? Why do you think that they're kidnapping kids? That why do you think they out here sleeping with children? They've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years, and business, things, machinery, all these type of technologies. That's why some of these guys that work in these big companies, they go both ways. They swap. They make all this money. They do all these evil things because they open up a gateway for these type of demons to come in and give them ideas and to have their way with their spirit. Lord, have mercy, doctor. Amen. They better do something with this, doctor. Amen. This is too heavy for this. Is like Paul said, this is some strong meat. Amen. This ain't that weak stuff that you go to each Sunday. And they talk about how many cars you want. If you come on up here, you'll be blessed. And if you put $100 in the plate, you gonna have a blessed week. Now I'm gonna have a blessed week if I don't put nothing in the plate. Amen. The devil is a lie. Amen. You ain't gonna control my week. Amen. Because of what I do for you. Amen. This is the real, true stuff. Amen. The real, true teacher. And man, brother, you were right when you said that. I said, Lord, have mercy. The worst. And this is why God will burn a soul that is against against God for all eternity. Because you want to know why?
Okay.
If God was to burn you for 1 billion years in the lake of fire and let up, when you come out, you ain't going to do nothing but cursing. You ain't going to do nothing but be evil. You ain't going to do nothing but hate him anyway. You're going to hate him even more because you think, just like Lucifer. See, Lucifer thought he was right doing what he was doing. He thought that God should give him his throne so he could do what he wanted to do, so he could be evil. All this stuff I just read, that's what Lucifer wants to do. God said, this boy has lost his mind. He said, I created you. You can't have my throne. And so he kicked him out of heaven. Him and the fallen angels went with him. He kicked him out of heaven. You can't come back here no more. Amen.
Nope.
There ain't no more of that. You can't come back here. Because God is holy. He is righteous. Amen. He is pure. nothing but the Holy Spirit and nothing but the righteous shall see God. As about to say it, amen. Amen. You cannot be evil. You cannot. You must have the Spirit of God. You must be saved. An evildoer can't walk on the streets of gold. Amen. That's real.
Come on, boy.
You got to love God and not have no other God before him in order to be in heaven.
Woo.
Amen. That's why people are in hell right now. Because you want to know why? They mocked God. They thought it was a joke. They thought this was a game. Because it is just in some people. You see how people out here mass murdering people? People, they don't know they've been mass murdering people for years. These people, what you call them folks, they go out and they keep murdering. What they call them folks? Serial killers. What do you think that's in these people? That's an evil, demonic spirit that they have allowed. They have allowed those demons to rule their spirit, to rule their soul. They allowed that to happen. Ain't nobody made that happen. You made a choice to serve Satan. You made a choice to put the mark of the beast. You see people online with these different name tags with 666 in it. So you made that choice to serve Satan. So since you, like my dad used to say, since you made that bed, you're going to lie in it. So since they made that choice, they're going to go to hell. And they're going to burn in hell, and they're going to deal with the pains of hell. And like the brother said, all five of your senses is going to feel hell while you're down there. Your mind, your eyes, your smell, your taste, your hearing, your feeling. Amen. Well, you definitely go to the lake of fire. See, people think the lake of fire and hell is the same. No, hell and the lake of fire is different. In fact, John said over in Revelation 21st chapter, he said, and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. Man, let me tell you, that lake of fire is going to be nothing to play with. But I shared with them the other week how I was doing something with the water. I don't know if I was in the tub or if I was doing, I think I was doing something at the sink. And I messed around and burned my hand with the hot water. And I said, Lord, have mercy. Who don't love you, Lord? Who would want to go to hell? Who would want to go to the lake of fire? Man, we can't stand a little bit of pain. You got to stand that pain for all eternity, constantly. And you will never get used to that pain. You could be there a trillion times, a trillion, 100 million years. You'll never get used to it. And for all eternity, people are making a choice to go to hell, to go to the lake of fire, because they think it's a joke. But amen, brother. We're here to tell you that we love you. We want you to receive salvation. We want nothing more than for you to receive salvation. This is why we study, we pray, we preach, we're praying for the world. We want you to become saved. Now, if you become saved, you accept him as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You don't have nothing to worry about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I talked about the Bema seat, the judgment seat. And as soon as Christ returned to get the church, we shall receive our rewards. Amen.
Woo.
And I'm going to get ready to turn it back over to the brother. Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, that don't mean that you're not going to have to give an account. Amen. Because Paul said that you must answer for the things where they may be what? Good or bad in this body.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But he can't reward you on what? The bad things. He can only He can only reward you for the good that you've done. And I tell you right now, brother, and I'm telling everybody right now, I'd rather be on the salvation side. I'd rather be at the Bema seat judgment than at the great white throne judgment. You don't want to be at the great white throne judgment. Because if you're at the great white throne judgment, John said that as soon as Christ is through judging you, the angels are going to cast you into the lake of fire, which burns day and night, fire and brimstone for all eternity. That's a choice that people have made. And I just showed you in the Word, right here in Romans, the first chapter, verse 32, it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that which commits such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do this. That means that is a choice. These people are making a valid choice to kill people, to murder people, to take advantage of children, to steal children, to sex traffic children. They're making the choice to murder, to kill. The people who create this virus, they've made a choice to do these things. They have made a choice to serve Satan. They have sold their souls for wealth. They have made a choice, and they know what they're doing. And the Bible said that they are worthy of death. You can play with God if you want to, but, man, when Christ come back to judge the world, I feel sorry for you if you don't want to receive salvation.
My God, brother. That's hot. That's hot right off the griddle. That's the word of God. Because the Bible says the word of God is sharp. Two-edged sword. It'll cut down to the marrow of the bone, the discerner of the throat. It will go down into the pit of your soul and your spirit to convict, not condemn people. The word is not to condemn, it's to convict you. That you are a born criminal. You are a born sinful criminal. God wants to change that criminal, fallen race that Adam and Eve called through Satan. He wants to convert you. He wants to change your life. And the only way he can change it is through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. Because a lot of people don't understand. I think back down there in the 20s and 30s, back there where slavery was real, real tough. And when Abraham Lincoln made the emancipation and wrote that in 1865, he gave the black man the right to be set free. But when he got free, he really wasn't free because he wasn't allowed to go to certain places in certain places because he was black. Not because he was a bad person. It's because he was black. And then they had water fountains in the deep south. And I don't know if they had any up in the north, but I never was down there that much. But anyway, they had a water fountain, one for white people and one for black people. And the white man wouldn't drink from the black fountain, and the black man wouldn't drink from the white fountain. So they had a separate fountain. And the only reason that you drank that because your skin was darker. Now, God is more than fair, than fair, than fair, than fair. God got a law that says ye must be born again. In other words, when you get to heaven, if there was a way for you to get in, the only way you can get in, you got to drink from the living water. Make no difference what color or what race or anything. But man tried to judge people, and man is going off his own intellect. But God is not prejudiced. God wants everybody to go to heaven. And he gave a man an opportunity to express his love for God through his son, Jesus Christ. So some people think they keep the heaven off the color of their skin or about how much money they got. But if you would go to heaven and you wasn't saved, the Lord would say, you can't come. You can't come in here.
That's right.
And he said, you can't come, not because of the color of your skin, but because of the condition of your heart. And if your heart has not been sanctified, justified, edified, and all that the blood of Jesus Christ can bring to cleanse you and make you completely sinless. Sinless.
Amen.
What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about your soul can be made sinless by the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
So I am a sinless person, but yet I got another member to deal with. I got the carnal nature to deal with. And that carnal nature is sinful. It will be sinful. It cannot be changed only at the rapture of the church. That's the only time my body will be changed. But as long as I'm in this body, I have a tendency to sin, meaning that I don't practice sin, but I can sin. I can doubt God. I can think evil thoughts that's not right. I can have a lustful spirit. That's sin. That's that carnal nature sin. And I'm fighting it every day. I'm fighting it every day. And that's why the Lord's Prayer says, lead me not into temptation. So I'm talking to the Lord, lead me not into temptation. See? And so what you're dealing with a two-nature human being. You got a spiritual side
and you got a carnal side. And
Amen.
Now we're dealing with both of them. We're dealing with the carnal and we're dealing spiritual side. That's why Paul said, when I wanted to do good,
Amen.
Evil was present.
And
he wrote that on down till he got down to the last end. He said, oh, wretched man that I am.
Mm-hmm.
He still was wretched because of the carnality, because of the flesh. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
Amen.
Death is in the body. Sin is what called death separation. So when a Christian sins, they feel like they're separated from God. But you're not separated from God. That's the flesh that's separated from God. But
right.
The spirit
Amen.
Is renewed every day. And that's why he says, I thank God that he has delivered me from this body of death through the victory and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we're fighting a battle every day, brother. And people
Amen.
Go right to my eyes. Yes, you have. That means you don't practice it. But when practicing come in, that means you do things deliberately and don't care nothing about your conviction. But
That's
when you
right.
become
Amen.
A child of God, God deals with you. God deals with you because if he don't deal with you, then you're not his son. You're a bastard. And a bastard don't
Amen.
Know his father. If you're doing everything that you plead to do, you cussing, you lying, you cheating, you backbiting, you whoremonger, and you set up
right.
in the house of God, talking about the Lord, and you take communion, and you don't suffer chastisement, that means you don't know no God, because if you knew God, God will convict you and chastise you because you're his son. For whoever is
That's
chastised,
right.
God love it. So a lot of people get that messed up because they say, well, you saved today and lost tomorrow. Saved today and lost. Ain't no such thing in Scripture.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Redemption once and for all. I'm saved
Amen.
Forever. That means Jesus Christ is in me forever. He's not going to run out of me. He's not going to leave me because he said already, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Lo, I'll
That's
be
right.
with you always until the end of the world. Who was he talking to? Talking to his saints.
Amen.
He wasn't talking to the sinner. Because the Bible can only do one thing for the sinner and tell the sinner one thing to do. And that is, sinner man, repent. That's all. We can't tell it to go to church. You can't tell it to pray. It says, repent and believe. Good God Almighty. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved if you want to be. You got to want to be. And some folks want to be, and then they don't want to be. They don't want to be because they feel I got to give up something. Well, you can give up everything. You can give up your shoes. You can give up your house. You can give up everything.
That's right.
You
Amen.
Got to be born again. You got to be saved by the grace of God because it's nothing but the grace of God that saved me. It's nothing but the grace of God that saved
Amen.
You. It's nothing but
Amen.
The grace of God that saved anybody that knows anything about salvation. And grace is undeserved merit of love of God. I don't deserve to be saved, but God loved me so much. He loved me so much. How much he loved me? He gave his only begotten son. That what?
That's right.
Whosoever believeth in him, what? Shall never perish, but have what? Not 3 days. Not no
Amen.
1 year. Not no 6 years. Not no 40 years. He said forever, and you shall what? Never perish, but
That's
have
right, Doctor.
Everlasting life. Not by your works, not by your lips, not by your eyebrows and your little short dress you got on or your little handsome pants you got on or your fine shoes. That ain't going to do it, brothers and sisters. Your
That's
education
right.
ain't going to do it, brother. Your CDs and your ADs ain't going to do it. You got to come
Amen.
At the foot of the cross where Jesus Christ shed his blood. Blood. The Bible is the bloodiest book on the face of the earth. You got three kinds of bloods. You got man's blood, you got animal's blood, and you got the blood of Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
The only blood saved man from the damnations of hell, just like the brother got through talking about hell. God don't want nobody to go to hell. He just don't pick you up out of your car and drop you in the hell like that. You drop yourself in the hell because what God did, he can't do it no more. Oh, my God. Listen to what I'm saying. God can't die no more. He can't die no more for you. He can't come down here and be born in a manger again. He did it once and for all. And if you miss the boat, If you miss it, if you miss it by dying and not accepting Jesus Christ, guess what? You got to pay.
Amen.
You got to pay the price. And the wages of sin is death, and that death is separation from God. And the only
place
that you can be separated from God, you got to go to hell. Because it's all the vocabulary. 53 times in the Old and New Testament, the word hell and Hades and Gehenna was mentioned. A place of remorse, a place of regret, a place you will wish you never was born or even thought of in the human race. A place where you will pay, and you will pay for what the devil calls you to do. You believed in the devil. You believe in that fake preacher. You misconstrued the scriptures. You rejected the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Because if you would go to God and say, Lord, could you come down here again and die for me? No, can't do it. Could you have another baby be born? I can't do it. I've done it once and for all.
That's right.
And that is the only way God would tell you, God, listen, that is the only way that I could redeem you. KKK ain't got nothing for you. The Nazism ain't got no savior. Christian Science don't have no savior. Jehovah's Witnesses don't have no savior. The atheists don't have no savior. The New Age movement don't have no savior. Somebody that died for your sin. Judaism don't have no savior. Judaism was the only religion in the Old Testament that God used for a type and shadow of a better sacrifice. And he only used that for about 3,000 years. And he said, sacrifice is an offering. I have no pleasure in that no more. I'm through with that.
Amen.
And God put on the coat through the human race and came on down in a coat of flesh and opened up a fountain. And that fountain, blood came out. When the blood came out, life came out. When the light came out, that light has power enough to come into your life through the Holy Spirit and save you by his blood. Oh, my God. Listen to what I'm saying. Shinto don't have no savior. The Mormonism don't have no savior. They don't even have a cross. They don't believe in the cross. The Mormons, Unity don't have no cross. Satanism don't have no cross. In other words, they try to disintegrate the cross. Taoism don't have no cross. Christian Science don't have no cross. Jehovah's Witnesses don't have no cross. They believe that you died on the stake. What stake you talking about? You eat your Bible, brother. Where you get that stake from? Jesus did not die on the stake. He died on the cross. He was nailed to the cross. They said he was tied to the cross. He wasn't tied to the cross. He was nailed. The devil is trying to give the crucifixion discredit of what Jesus Christ did. And guess what? You got a whole lot of fools out there that will believe it and accept it. Islam don't have no cross. Mohammed ain't never died on no cross. He wasn't born in no manger. That sucker came from nowhere and jumped up and rode a horse off the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and he's supposed to be coming back. Well, he'll never get back. If he get back, Jesus be waiting for him. You got fashion. Don't have no cross. You got the Catholic. They carry the cross, but they don't honor the cross. They don't lift the name of Jesus Christ. They say Jesus was the Son of God, but they ain't living and proclaiming that he is the only way and not the Pope. The Pope ain't died for me. He ain't died for you. He don't even know you. If you would get sick or you try to call him up, you couldn't even get it. But I know a man from Galilee. You don't hear me. I know a man. I can call him up any time of the night. I can call him up when I'm in trouble. I can call him up when I ain't in trouble. I can praise. Ooh, hallelujah. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about this man that came from Galilee. The Baptists believe in Jesus Christ, the fundamentals of the Word of God, but there's a lot of people in the Baptists that ain't going what they've been taught in the Word of God. They have fell away from the faith. We got the KKK. We got the Nazism. These guys don't have no, most of these don't have no savior. Now, if you ain't got no savior, who's going to save you? Nobody but Jesus Christ. And that's what the devil wants. He wants you to stay away from the cross. My friend, God is a God of order. God is no confusion in God.
Amen.
Anything you find confusion and strife and people confused, God ain't in it. I ain't never seen where God was in a bunch of a mess. And if he see a bunch of mess, he'll straighten it out. He'll straighten it out by chastising the people. He'll straighten it out by eliminating them. And you don't like to fool around and start teasing and playing with God and putting stuff in front of him to try to take his place, because he's a jealous God. You talk about jealousy. Ooh, God is jealous. Why? Because he said, now, ain't no other God on this planet or on the other side of eternity or on the inside of eternity that can do what I can do. Nobody.
That's right.
Lucifer can't do what I can do. Only thing Lucifer can do is imitate and agitate what God can do. He ain't nobody copycat anyway. The devil, God got true preachers, and the devil got fake preachers. And these fake preachers trying to tell the true preachers that they ain't preaching the right thing, and the true preachers should be standing up, telling them, it's Jesus Christ and the cross, his burial, death, and resurrection, and he's coming back again to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and it ain't going to be no black church, it ain't going to be no white church, it ain't going to be no Jew church, it ain't going to be no rich church, it's going to be the church of the body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and only ones that will be there are those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. God is a God of water. This is Watching on the Wall, End Time Radio Ministry, and we're going to go over a few things, and then I'm going to hand it over to Brother Tim. And he says, now, there's some order judgment that's going to take place. The first thing in order is we're living in the church age right now. We're living in Laodicea. That's number one. We're in the last minute, just before Christ comes. And then after Christ comes, this is orderly. This is how God's going to work this out. This is orderly. And you'll find the church age is 1, 2, and 3, the third chapter in Revelation closes.
Amen.
At the third chapter, the end of the church age. The church work is done. All the singing that we're doing down here, we're going to move it on up into glory. All
Amen.
The praying that we're going to do, well, you don't have to pray no more, because we're going to be in that city. We're going to see Jesus. That's the rapture of the church. Number two, orderly, is Antichrist will rise after the rapture of the church. When the Antichrist rises, he's going to sign a peace treaty. Number three, the peace treaty will be with Israel to give them permission to build a temple and to restore Judaism. Number four, when the peace treaty is signed, the Antichrist will say that he is Jesus. The world will say, well, this is what we've been waiting for. We got a man now, because we done tried all 45 presidents. We done tried men from other countries to try to make this world a better place to live in. And guess what? They made a failure because they left God out. And since they left God out, the world has been in a turmoil. The reason our homes are all broken up now, because the families are leaving God out of their home. They're leaving Christ out of their home. They're leaving the Bible out of their home. They're leaving everything that has to do with God out of their home and think they can have a happy home. But you can't do it without Jesus Christ. And then our young folks are trying to leave God out of their lives. They think because they're young that they're never going to get older, that they can't die because they think they're invulnerable, invincible. But let me tell you, it's appointed once for men to die, and after death it's going to be the judge. Ooh, my God, 45 presidents. It says the 7-year tribulation, the peace treaty will be signed, and then war is going to break out. Russia and Israel are going to have a confrontation. That will be done after the rapture of the church. Israel now is looking for these countries to try to make an attack on them, and Russia and President Putin is making a plan, an evil thought is going to come up in their mind to make an attack upon Jerusalem. And God said, now, wait a minute. You're messing with the apple of my eye. You're messing with my chosen people. You're messing with my people who brought the Messiah. You're messing with the one who wrote the Holy Scripture. You're messing with the nation that's above all nations to show my praises and show my power and show my love and show my goodness. And now you want to mess with them people? He said, wait a minute. He said, I'm going to stop you on the mountain of Israel. I'm going to cause a derision to come up on you. I'm going to cause you to kill your own men. I'm going to wipe you out until it's going to take 7 years for you system. I'm going to cause you and cause a whole nation of the world to shake and tremble at my presence, because I'm tired of you messing with my people. These people have rebelled against me, and one reason they rebelled against me is because of the Gentile nation. They never lifted the Jews up. They never honored the Jews, although they had problems and situations. God said, if you bless my people, I will bless you. And I'm going to tell you right now, bless the Jew and pray for the Jew, God will bless you, and I'm a witness. And then you got the 144,000 Jews that's going to preach the gospel after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church changed around the world, we already got 600 satellites. We got 600 satellites circling around Earth that's able to program and get the news out. And it's going to be NBC, ABC, Instagram. It's going to be your little iPod. It's going to be your tablet that you got. You're going to be able to see 144,000 Jews on your cassette and see what's going on, because after the church is over and the church age is over and the church is in heaven, God said, I need somebody to go out and make the last call. And the last call will be made by the Jewish nation, because the Jewish nation is the only nation that God said, I'm going to give you 490 years to deal with you. And the 490 years have not been fulfilled, because the 7-year tribulation has not taken place. And soon as the tribulation takes place, that's going to be the beginning of the fulfillment of the 490 years. And the Jews are going to preach, and they're going to preach that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, and that he's coming back again to set up the millennial kingdom. That would be going to the rapture of the church. Oh, it's going to be a joyful time. You talking about a good time. You talking about partying. Woo! There's going to be a divine party in heaven, shouting and rejoicing. Lord, I made it over. And then you're going to see the works that you have done on this earth after you leave here. That's for every Christian now. Ain't no sinners going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. No sinners will be there. A backslider will be there. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ain't God good? Because he said, I'm married to a backslider, man. What you talking about? That's my child. You might not like what he done, but that's my child. I paid for his sin. And when I paid for his sin, it wasn't on no temporary call. It was past, present, and future. My God, my God. And there's going to be some people that thought they was going to be there. It's still going to be on earth. There's going to be some people that you say, he ain't going to heaven. Look at him. He got a brown paper bag in his hand. Look at him. He look like an old drunk. He look like an old traveler. He's going to be there. Lord, have mercy. God loves the soul of man. And if he saves that soul belongs to him. And closing, then Brother Tim going to take it. There's going to be 28 judgments. I won't name the judgment, but it's going to be 28 judgments. And then in the middle of the tribulation period, there's going to be a war in heaven. And this war will be between Lucifer and Michael. And these UFOs that we are dealing with now are demonic spirits that's going to come up out of the sea and come from heaven. They're going to be coming both ways, and they are going to invade earth. Satan wants the world. God said, okay, Lucifer, you done had it. You done had humanity for 6,000 years, and I don't work it up so I can save some. I can save some. It's not that I can't save all, but all don't want to be saved. And if you don't want to be saved, if you want to be sanctified, if you don't want to be glorified, then God is not going to push salvation on you. He's not going to shove it down your throat. He said, whosoever will, come on, brother. Come on, alcoholic. Come on, prostitute. Come on, lesbian. Come on, homosexual. I can save you. Save your soul from sin. So God said, I'm going to give it to Satan for 7 years and give man an opportunity to make a split decision. And the split decision will be, will you receive the mark of the beast, or will you rejected? And majority of the world, according to Revelation 13 chapter, majority of the world will receive the mark of the beast. They will believe that this Antichrist is actually Jesus Christ when the resurrection that's going to happen, because the Antichrist is going to be assassinated right there in Jerusalem, I believe. Right there in Jerusalem, and he's going to be in the morgue 3 days. The devil, as I told you before, ain't nothing but an old big-head copycat. He's been copying up off of God for the last 6,000 years, trying to imitate God, fooling folks. And folks are being fooled because they won't read the book. They won't believe the truth, preacher. They'll believe a lie before they believe the truth. And the lie will be accepted more than the truth. And that's what people are accepting today. They're trying to get by on their own works, on their own goods, but they can't make it. And so what happens? This Antichrist is resurrected from the dead. And when the world looks at it and says, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. He is God Almighty. Worship him by receiving a mark on their forehead or on the back of their hand. And this here mark is already in the making, my sister, my brother. It's here. And people running around talking about, I don't think that's it. I think it's another way they're going to, quit trying to fool yourself. Come on. You see it on TV. It's in a lot of states now where they got chips in their hands and chips on their forehead. You walk past the screen and the door open and your car open and your car crank up. And they said, oh, this coronavirus, oh, I got to receive it. I can't be able to buy or sell. I won't be able to go in. Well, that ain't the mark, but that's a gateway to get you fooled when the mark comes. Because when the mark comes, it's going to be more devastating than the coronavirus. Because you ain't going to be able to buy nothing. You ain't going to be able to even come out on the street, hardly, if you don't receive the mark. You ain't going to be able to eat. You ain't going to be able to drive your car. You ain't going to be able to send away for insurance. You ain't going to be able to get no Medicare. You ain't going to be able to get no Medicaid. You ain't going to have nothing except you receive that mark. And when you receive that mark, you are damned forever because you have rejected the cross of Christ and his shed blood and his resurrection. You have told God, take that cross and your resurrection and your blood and shove it. And God said, I'm going to shove you when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ. When it comes to, the great white throne, excuse me, not the judgment seat of Christ, but the great white throne, which is where God said, all right, now I see all y'all out there. And I seen and heard what y'all said about me. And it wasn't good. So I got something for you. You prepare this for yourself because I gave you my life that you be saved. And the Bible says, and the angels picked up those lost souls and cast them into hell. And there they will burn forever. My friends, we are not far from the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. We are not far from it. We are not far from the mark of the beast. We are not far from the 144,000. We are not far from the two witnesses. We are just right, getting ready to step in to the tribulation of 7 years of hell on earth. And let me tell you this, and Brother Tim, you can have it from there. He said, after I saw the 144,000 Jews preach the gospel, male Jews, evangelists, and John said, I looked and I saw a number that no man could number, as many as the sands of the sea. These are the tribulation saints. These are the saints that got saved after the rapture of the church, that hear the gospel through the Jewish people, and they got saved. They're going to go through the great tribulation, a time of Jacob's trouble. My friends, if I were you, and those that hear me out there, I know it's self-explanatory. And it's self-explanatory. God does things in order. So wherever you find confusion, God is not in it. And Revelation is not confused. It's right on time. And God is warning us right now. Brother Tim, you got it. Brother Tim.
Amen. Sorry about that, Doctor. Amen. I'm a phone.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. No, amen. I'm going to just talking away. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, brother.
Amen. Amen. Good word, Doctor. Amen. Good word. Amen. Christ said that he will come quickly, and he has his reward with him. We want to be rewarded. Amen. Know that only what you do for Christ will last for all eternity. We love you all. Amen. I know that sometimes when you preach the gospel, amen, the uncompromised gospel, amen, my dad used to say the word is uncompromising and unforgiving. Amen. Amen. That's the gospel of Christ. Amen. And sometimes, amen, it is tough. And a lot of times people don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. You need to hear it. And I used to say in church, amen, if I can't preach to myself, I ain't got no business preaching to nobody else. Amen. Because I am not, amen, bro, because I am not perfect. Amen. I remember one time I sat there in church and the roster of pastors was just looking at me crazy. But it's the truth. We don't live in a glass house. We are not saying that we are perfect. We don't want nobody to get to mistake that. Amen. I said this the other day, amen, that salvation is by grace and not by work. Amen. If you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, let me show you how God is. God is so good and so loving. He said, you know what? I know that man can't do it. I know he can't live the commandments. I know he can't live, amen, the ordinances. So what did Christ say? Christ said, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. He said, first, love the Lord thy God, and then love the neighbor as you love thyself, the first and second commandment. And then he told, amen, he told them, he said, hang all the laws and the prophets on these two. Amen. If we focus on salvation and love, the rest will take care of itself. Christ said, because he knew he was going through the cross to die for our sins. He knew that. And he, God sent his son because he knew that we could not be perfect. Amen?
No.
All you got to do, I don't care what state you in. And what I mean by that, I don't care what your lifestyle is. I don't care what you're currently doing. Come to Christ as you are and become saved today.
Yeah.
You don't have to you don't have to wait on church to open back up. You don't have to wait on no certain pastor. You can get saved wherever you are right now listening to this message. You can accept Christ. And the Bible said that thou shalt be saved. That's the plan of salvation. Paul said in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, if you simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. That is it. You are going to heaven.
That's right.
And Paul also said to work out your own soul salvation.
Yes, sir.
And he also said that, amen, he said that, Paul also said, shall we continue in sin? Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 1 and 2. He said, God forbid. Other words, God has not given us a license to sin. Now, I remember having a talk with a preacher one time when I told him about once saved, always saved. He thought I was saying, so you can just get saved and go do what you go do. I said, brother, I never said that. They came out of your mouth. I never said that. And sometimes you have to correct people because sometimes people try to trick you up and twist your words and make you seem like you said. I said, brother, I didn't say that. You said that. I said, but let me explain to you a different way. See, Christ died on the cross. I attempted to die on the cross. I can't die for nobody. Amen. I'm not perfect enough by far. Amen. And I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Amen.
No.
But Christ died on the cross for our sins. Salvation is just this simple. When Christ was on the cross, there was a man to the left of him and a man on the right of him. The man on the left of him heckled him. Amen. He didn't believe it. He didn't believe he was the Son of God. Amen. But the one on the right said that this man is not worthy of this death. Amen.
Come on.
He believed that he was the Son of God. And Christ simply said, Lord, have mercy. Christ simply said, this day shall you be in paradise with me. Some people want to interpret that to mean, oh, he was saying this and he was saying, oh, no. He said what he said. He said, this day you shall be in paradise with me. The man was saved, just that simple. Neither man lived a life for Christ, but simply because he believed in Christ, he was saved and now is in paradise with Christ. Amen? I believe that.
Amen.
Salvation is just that simple. All you got to do, as the good Reverend Doctor said, is just give it up. Give up the life that you think is great. Give up doing the wrong. See, because I become saved don't mean that I don't sin. Amen. I just become sinless, and I don't desire to sin. I don't desire to go out and enjoy worldly things like I used to. Now, when I was of the world, and I was out there partying and dancing and chasing.
Yeah,
I just died. And when I did those things, I had no remorse in what I did or who I hurt. That's the lifestyle that I live. But when I become saved and the Holy Spirit comes into me, I hate sin. Paul said it best. Amen. The brother spoke about it earlier. Over in Romans, the 7th chapter, I believe. I think it's like the 14th verse. Well, what did Paul say? Amen. Paul said, he said, for we know that the law is what? Spiritual. But I am carnal, soul under sin. That's Romans 7, chapter verse 14. Now, what verse 15 said? He said in verse 15, amen, he says that, that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do.
Come on.
He said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. Watch the verse 18. It says, for I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Come on now.
The good that I would, amen, do not. It says, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Paul is saying that. He said, I hate the sin, but I find myself what? Doing it. And the things that I desire to do, sometimes I find myself not doing it. I desire to read and study my Bible and do things. Amen. Maybe I should get up and do more witnessing. Maybe I should do more for the kingdom. But Paul says sometimes I find myself what? Not doing those things.
Yes.
But I desire to do this. But he said that thing that I hate, I find myself sometimes doing.
And after
I did it, I'm remorseful for it, and I repent, and I ask the Lord for forgiveness of my sins. If I say something about somebody I know I ain't got no business saying, I ask the Lord for forgiveness and I repent. Amen. If I treat somebody wrong, maybe because I had a bad day, I repent. I have to go back and ask that brother or that sister for forgiveness. Why? Because I have the love of God in my heart. Again, I'm not perfect. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what Paul is saying. Amen. He's simply saying that we are born in sin. And because we are born in sin, amen, we will do sometimes what the flesh desires to do. Instead of reading and studying the Bible, you may want to sit up and watch TV. You may want to go to the park or something. Amen. But we could be spending more time with God. There are some people who don't even pick up the Bible through the week. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen. Because I know that we're not all perfect, but I try to pick up my Bible as much as I can. Amen.
Amen.
I may not pick it up every day, amen, but I may pick it up. I can tell you right now, I probably pick it up more than most. Amen. I have to because I have to teach the word and study the word. It don't mean that I'm better than nobody. Now, I don't want nobody to think that I'm trying to boast or brag and say that I'm better. Absolutely not. Because what did Paul say? Amen. Paul said in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, says, what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that we were all under sin. The only thing different from me and the person that's out in the world sin that I've accepted Christ. I'm not better than you, and because I now have his spirit in me, I don't desire to chase after the worldly things. I don't have a desire to go out and party and have fun and hang with friends and chase women. I'm married. I don't have time for that no more. Amen. I teach the word. I focus on salvation and love. I focus on showing people love. When I'm out in the world, I focus on showing love. Smile and talk to people. Speak to people. And if people be ugly to you, just smile at them. Amen.
Amen.
And just say something kind and keep going. Because why? See, the 10 long time ago, amen, we might be getting ready to fight. Amen.
Come on.
But because he has saved my soul, amen. I desire not to do those things no more. I have nothing to prove to nobody but God. Amen. And I just want to get into the kingdom of heaven, and I want to help others get into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now, the brother, amen, he covered Laodicea, so I'm not going to touch on it today, but we'll be back, amen, I believe next week.
Amen.
We'll be back, and we're going to get a little bit more deeper into this thing, because we're going to share some more things with you, amen. Amen. But today and the times past and the times to come, amen, we want to spread the gospel to as many souls as we possibly can. We want as many people to become saved before Christ come back. We don't want you here in the great tribulation. And there is trouble in the world. There's trouble all over the planet. You usually just see trouble here and there. But now we begin to see unrest everywhere. Amen. The world is at unrest. And now that they're trying to force some people to get a vaccine, they call it the jab, amen, just to work. Lord have mercy. I believe me and the Reverend been saying for over a year now that since this has kicked off, this is a mandate that they are practicing. This whole thing is a rehearsal for what's about to happen. This
what's
is a
about
rehearsal.
To happen?
The last time that the entire earth was mandated was when Caesar, that I remember, is when Caesar said that he's going to tax the world, the known world. And now, now what are they saying? You got to get, they say we went from everybody got to wear a mask to what? Oh, they pushing buttons now. They saying that you got, it's more personal. See, the mark of the beast is going to touch your flesh. It's going to be in your forehead, on your hand. So what they doing now? With this vaccine. Oh, you got to take it. If you don't take it, you can't work. Well, what do you think is coming next? If you don't take it, you can't what? Buy or sell. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
So they are rehearsing for what's about to happen. If you think, like a lot of people, like the doctor said, oh, that ain't the mark of the beast. This is a joke, what's going on here. You think this is uncomfortable, what you're dealing with. Lord have mercy. You wait till the roots of the water and the lakes and there's no water, they turn to blood. You wait till there's no food and most of the crops are burnt up. And there's war. There's actual war, World War III. It's about to happen. But the church won't be here. Amen. Let me say that again. The church won't be here. The doctors already said, if you are saved, you don't need to worry about what's about to happen. We won't even be
bye-bye.
Here. Crisis. Amen, doctor. Bye-bye. We will be gone. And those who have rejected Christ will be left here to deal with the Antichrist. And you think folks I heard talking about they worshiping Satan and they love the devil? Oh, well, you're going to see how much you love him. You're going to find out how much you love him when the great tribulation hits. Daniel says, and Christ said it, there has never been a time, nor not until now, nor shall there ever be after that, a time during that on this earth for that 7-year period, because the Lamb is going to judge those that have a reprobate mind, that have refused to believe him, they have cussed his name, they have blasphemed God, and he is going to punish and judge them, amen, severely. You think it's something, but Lord have mercy. When the gates of hell open up, you ain't going to want to be here. Amen. So we just want you to receive salvation. I'm about to get ready to turn it back over to the Reverend. Amen. But we just want you to receive salvation. Romans 10:9-10. Just that simple. Just receive it.
Amen.
Salvation is not of works. Don't let nobody fool you. Amen. But just go ahead and receive Christ today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Got about 5 minutes.
God bless you.
I do want to get
Amen.
To before I open, get ready to do the confession for repentance and those
Amen.
Who want to accept Jesus Christ. I want to go over a few things here. We were talking about people who confess Christ or say they believe in God, and yet still they are in cahoots with the Baphomet, they're in hooks with Illuminati. Then hooks with what you call it is soul selling, movie stars and the celebrities, and even some ministers are in this here Illuminati. I'm gonna give you some names.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not the judge of nobody, but some of these are in cahoots with the Illuminati to get where they at, because they kind of like sold out their soul
to get in position. We got gospel singers like
yes, sir.
Mary. We got Beyonce, which is she actually admitted that she had control of evil spirits, and she gets bold when she gets on. She takes drugs. We got Pope Francis.
Yeah.
We got Kirk Franklin. We got gay hip hop. We got Michael Jackson. That the Illuminati killed him. We got T.D. Jakes.
Yes,
he don't preach the gospel. He preaching materialistic stuff and positive thinking. Clefo Dollar. We got Paula White. You got Kanye West. We got Benny Hinn. Bobby Jones. We got Jay-Z. We got Chris Brown. We got Jennifer Hudson. We got Kobe Bryant.
Sir.
We got Joel Osteen. Justin Bieber. We got Madonna. We got Warren Buffett. We got Oprah Winfrey. Will
yes,
Smith.
Sir.
We got Whitney Houston. We got Jim Carrey. We got Lady Gaga. We got LeBron James. We got Madonna. We got Mr. Big. He's dead. We got Tupac. We got Michael Jackson. We got Rothschild, Rockefellers, Dick Cheney, Prince Charles, Barack Obama, which is a cross-dresser. He's a cross-dresser. People say, oh, my goodness, where you get all this bizarre? I got it from you go to a Whitaker Cyclopedia and Botanical Cyclopedia, and you study the behavior of the presidents. We got Adolf Hitler. We got Stalin. We got Al Gore.
Right.
We got J.F. Kennedy. And these people, I ain't hear them testify or give me a testimony about knowing Jesus Christ.
That's
only
right.
thing I hear from the preachers is prosperity and trying to get healed and everything, and everybody ain't going to be perfectly well. Somebody have something wrong with them. And a lot of people say, they confess that they, if you say sickness, they say, I ain't sick. You're going to Christian Scientists. If you're sick, you're sick. You need help. And
they teach
all kind of damnable doctrines, and these are demonic spirits that's working in the world today. And let me tell you, if you ain't covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, fasting and praying, he can come out and give you all kind of tricks. But the simplest way to escape the wrath to come, the simplest way, the only way, the unique way, the right way, is for you to repent and be
sorry for
your sins. Be sorry for your sin. Be sorry for being a sinner, because sin came from Adam and Eve. The sin trait fell on down to the present day. You couldn't do nothing about that, but you are responsible for your own personal sins. Since you were born separated from God, God made a way that you can be reconciled back to his son, back to Jesus Christ, back to God Almighty. The only reconciliation that you're going to is the cross of Christ. And we want you to know that you can get saved right now. Only thing you will have to do, the only thing you got to do, I don't care where you're at, I don't care who you're talking to, and you may walk away and say, well, I'm not ready for that. Well, the day you're not ready don't mean that the day you might have to die and God call you home, or you have an accident. And if you have an accident and you leave this planet in your sins, then you have to pay for them in hell. And that's why we're stressing so much on hell, and we're stressing on cross, because that's the only way you can be saved. Apostle Paul said, if you confess, if you make an announcement and let the world know, I confess Jesus Christ, I confess that. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in the intent of my heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen. That's right.
You want to have a problem with that? God raised himself, his son. He raised himself.
Amen.
From a lot of people get confused. Now, well, if God's in heaven and Christ is down here, no. When Christ was here, God was here. When Christ died, God himself went to hell and preached and came up and raised his son. He raised himself. And nobody in history ever did that but Jesus Christ. So if you want to be saved, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised you from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Period.
Amen. That's what it says.
And be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. A lot of people say, well, what about Jesus? You could be baptized in Jesus Christ. Same thing. Ain't no different. So don't get confused. Whoever was born of spirit is spirit, and was born of flesh is flesh. You must be born again.
Right.
God bless you. May God strengthen those that listen in. We love you to the intent of our heart. We'll be back next week.
Amen.
Sunday at 5 o'clock, and we're going to continue on to preach this gospel until
yes,
Jesus
sir.
Come, if he will, because we are concerned about you and your soul and where you're going before you die. We want you to
That's
go
right.
to heaven. I'm going out with this song.
For a while.